It's 18 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, December 11th. Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home Highland is serving the family. Lennis Gilbertson is survived by 5 children, Jim and Sue White of Green Bay, Christy Creel, Kathy and Larry Nondorf, Jeannie and Neil Welsh, and Jennifer White, all of Highland, 14 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, siblings Peggy and Galen Fry Miller, and Stanley and Jane Fry, many nieces and nephews, and her best friend, Joanne Schmitz. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with local military honors will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by 2 sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon, and 3 grandchildren. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, and Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie. Stepdaughter Paula Ashbrenner and Todd, 5 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, a sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Harms is survived by her daughter, Linda and Creighton Cox of Embarrass, Minnesota, 2 step-grandchildren, 3 step-great-grandchildren, special nieces, Pat Peterson, Sandra Foley, and Karen Radke, special friend Danny Wolf, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 o'clock at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, 3 children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Gina and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point. Former daughter-in-law, Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law, Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends Clarence and Sharon Johnson, and Dennis Wardell. Also many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter Lillian, mother Tammy Banker, father Terry Bird, sister Eve Hill, grandparents Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca.